IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the movement of the late Imam Khomeini as a preparation for the reappearance of Imam As, how these two concepts are related to each other. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, in most of the, we can say, analysis that exists in today's world, it is believed that 1979 revolution of Iran, which led into the the establishment of Islamic Republic of Iran, was merely a political movement. And it has nothing to do with the, for example, Imam As or a cultation of Imam As. How these two are related? Because in the main discourse of Enqilab Islami, that is the Islamic Revolution of Iran, these two are very much related to each other. The movement of the late Imam Khomeini and the reappearance of Imam As. How is it possible?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, in the history we have seen, we had two kinds of thoughts.
Okay.
The first school of thought used to believe that, you know, all the injustice and we can say oppression and all those things in the world can be solved when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will have the reappearance. Okay. And when he will come, he will adjust everything. Mm-hmm. And he has to do everything. And we just need to just sit and wait for him. The other school of thought within the Islam, within the Shia school, was that the scholars used to believe that we need to participate, we need to become active in and have an active role in order to have the reappearance of the Imam. We need to make the grounds of the reappearance.
Okay.
And fortunately, Imam Khomeini was one of those scholars who has this belief that if we want the Imam Mahdi to have the reappearance, we have to step forward. We have to make grounds for his reappearance.
Okay.
And once we have made grounds, we have done our duty,
yes,
then obviously Imam will have the reappearance.
That's
so
right.
This was the main, mm-hmm, we can say, difference. In today's world, even now we have this thing, like some, yes, of the scholars, they say, like, you don't need to go to the, you know, the Al-Quds, for example, rally,
yes,
or don't chant against the oppression and all those.
Okay.
When Imam will come, he will make everything right and all, mm-hmm, those things. But on the other hand, we see that the Islamic Revolution, especially the Islamic Republic of Iran, after the revolution, is basically raising its voice against the oppression and all the injustice in the world.
That's all right. Okay. So that is all right. How is it, Sheikh Rouhani, possible that, for example, a religious-political movement can link itself to, for example, the reappearance of Imam As, because it is on the belief side and this is a kind of socio-political movement? How these two come together in today's world, especially, you know, in the geopolitical scene of today's world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, all the prophets and the imams were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform the divine rules on the earth.
Okay.
Among the people. So it was the main objective of the prophethood and the imamate.
Yes.
So all the imams, I mean the forefathers of Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, they tried their best to fulfill these rulings of Islam.
Yes.
In their time, because of this, they were killed and murdered by the evil rulers, all of them.
Okay.
So then Imam Mahdi became, we can say, absent from the eyesight of the people.
Yes.
Because of what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save him.
Yes.
To safeguard him against the evil rulers. Why did the evil rulers try to kill him? Because of this, that he wanted to fulfill the Islamic rulings,
yes,
truly in the most authentic way.
Okay.
So it was the main objective of the imam, of all the imams, particularly the last imam.
Yes.
So when he reappears, he fulfilled the same rulings of,
yes,
Islam.
Okay.
So when it comes to the Islamic revolution, what was the main objective of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi? Well, the main objective was this, to fulfill the Islamic rulings in this time, because it is the responsibility of the scholars, it is the responsibility of the imams and the vicegerents of the imams to fulfill these rules.
Yes.
So in terms of the objective, they have the same objectives.
Okay.
So when you fulfill the Islamic rulings, of course, you train Muslim people, true Muslim people. When you train Muslim people, you pave the ground for the reappearance of the last savior.
Okay.
Because he is in need of these soldiers. Yes. He is in need of these people.
Okay.
He has to fulfill the Islamic rulings in the world. By what? By whom? By these people that must be trained. So that's why it seems that the main objective of all the religions and the last religion and the school of Tashayyu is to fulfill the justice, the divine justice, the Islamic rulings in the earth. So that would be the main objective of the imam, the last imam.
Okay.
And this kind of revolution in the history, like Imam Khomeini's revolution and movement, they paved the ground for fulfilling justice, fulfilling Islamic rulings in the earth. Yes. So that's why it can pave the ground for the reappearance of the last savior.
And some critics believe that Imam As is alive. Okay, because according to the Shiite beliefs, Imam As is alive. What is the need to, for example, his vicegerent or his substitutes on earth to do so? He himself, by the hidden powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can manage it. So what is the need at all to, for example, a political movement or a religious political movement when he is alive in order to do his own works?
Well, we need to go into the in-depth concept of the imamate, the system of imamate that we have, that was given by the Quran.
Yes.
On the one hand, we see that, for example, the Jesus is in occultation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, he also disappeared from the eyes of the people, but he's still alive. The Prophet Elias is alive. The Prophet Khizr, there are many prophets who are alive.
Okay.
And they will reappear before the Day of Judgment, obviously, in order to guide people towards the right path. Similarly, Imam Mahdi, since he is the last, we can say, like, representative of the last prophet, therefore he has to also be alive till the Day of Judgment. This is one concept.
Yes.
The other thing is, in the system of imamate, we have a leader, which is imam.
Yes.
He has to lead the nation, the Muslim ummah, and he has to guide the whole world towards the perfection, towards the to the right path.
Yes.
In that, when we see that, when the enemies, when they know that after the 11th imam, this is the 12th one, and this is for sure for the enemies of that time, that in 250 Hijri Qamari, according to the Hijra date, when they know that this is the last imam and this is the 12th imam, the son of Imam Hassan Askari, obviously they definitely are trying to kill him.
Yes.
Because they don't want him to be the imam. They don't want him to rule the country or change, take the rulership from them.
Okay.
Therefore, Allah has his own plans.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Quran, Allah says, وَمَكَرُ وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. You plan something, Allah plans something. And Allah's plan is the best. So Allah put him into the occultation. On the other hand, we know that we have the narrations from Imam Hassan Askari and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam that in the time of occultation, people should follow the jurists, the scholars, the jurists, the Islamic jurists.
The faqih.
The faqih, known as faqih or fuqaha.
Yes.
So they have to follow one of the fuqaha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea of the revolution, Islamic revolution, where does it matches or connects to the system of imamate is that at the time of occultation, when we need to follow an Islamic jurist or the faqih, and this is an obligation upon us, upon everyone. Now, when we get a Shia, we can say like government or the state, who has the right to rule? Definitely it is the imam of the time, which is Imam Mahdi.
Yes.
But since he is in occultation, therefore, his representative will take over the rulership of the place.
Now, this is the concept of velayat al-faqih.
This is the concept of velayat al-faqih.
The guardianship the jurist of Islam. That's right.
So the guardianship of jurist of Islam.
Yes.
Since Imam Khomeini was a jurist, he was a faqih.
Yes.
And he did a revolution and he got
Then become a political leader. Okay.
And then become a political leader.
Yes.
And now he has a state, a Shia state in his hand to govern. Therefore, he's connected to Imam Mahdi. He has to make grounds for his reappearance.
So, sorry, we mean by connection is not necessarily, we can say, meeting Imam As or something. But you mean under, for example, the general guidelines of Imam's
description, which were given by the infallible Imam's guidelines of the Quran, obviously they have to do that.
Yes.
And on the other hand, when we believe that Imam Mahdi is alive, what are the reasons? Like, how can a person be alive for 1,400 years? This can be a question.
Okay.
The answer is the simple, that when Prophet Jesus can be alive, when Prophet Ilyas is alive, when Prophet Khizr is alive, therefore the last representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last representative of the last Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who needs to apply the final, we can say, like the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth upon everyone, therefore he has to be alive as well.
Okay.
And there are many narrations that we have. We have narrations from the Prophet as well, that after me there will be the 12 caliphs or the, we can say, successors of me. The first is Ali and the last is Mahdi. So these narrations are there. His name was there. That's fine. In the Shia school of thought and the Sunni school of thought, all of them, they believe that the last savior is Mahdi in Islam.
The case is that, what are the main characteristics of this waiting system?
Well, first of all, we need to make our concepts right. When we say this is a political movement, we are talking secularly about the religion and the politics and other fields of life. Whereas Islam says that politics is within religion, economics is within religion, social justice or everything is within the religion. There is no difference between the, you know, the systems that we have in the world, secularly, the way they say. When we say a political movement, that is, at the same time, it's a religious movement.
A religio-political movement.
Now you want to say religio-political, you want to add this.
Yes.
But it is purely religion. It's a pure religion that says that Islam purely talks about justice. You know, the main difference between the Islamic system and other systems in the world, for example, capitalism or we can say like socialism and other thing, is that Islam talks about justice in all the fields. Now, if it is the justice for the people, that we'll call the political movement, something like that. But Islam is about justice, and that's it.
That's all right. And we hope that, inshallah, we could witness, this is really the hope for all the truth seekers and justice seekers across the world, to taste the reappearance of Imam As, and to, we can say, live in a world full of justice, which is really difficult because the Jabhatul Batil is also active, you know. We, this is not an easy task to be done. And inshallah, the reappearance of Imam As, we are an eyewitness to that in our lifetime and lifespan, inshallah. Thank you much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها.